Unit 9, Exercise 19A. Listen to the interview with an American divorce lawyer, Mr. Kenneth Bradley, and complete the sentences.
As the statistics say, one out of three marriages ends up in divorce.
Yes, today, as in the past, the United States has the highest divorce rate in the industrial world.
Mr. Bradley, who is usually the first to start the divorce procedure, the wife or the husband?
It's usually the wife.
Marriages break off every day for all sorts of reasons. And why do people most often divorce?
Well, the reason as it sounds in the court is usually adultery. Violence is another reason, cited in about 35% of divorce cases.
I see.
But I think there are other reasons. The couple may have grown apart with time, and their relationship may have cooled off. This is the most frequently heard husband's reason. The wife usually says that she has become more mature and her views of marriage have changed. This particular one doesn't satisfy her anymore.
You have been going through the most unpleasant sides of marriages for years. Do you think the institution of marriage will survive?
I see a lot of good marriages as well, so I strongly support marriage as it is. Marriages do work, but they need a lot of effort to keep them going. But if you can make them work and bring joy and satisfaction, it's better to break up than to have a constant source of stress.
I absolutely agree.
Still, I would advise ex-husbands and wives not to rush into another marriage at once. Time cures, you know. Besides, when you stay emotionally apart from a painful event, you can see the reasons why your marriage hasn't worked more clearly. And one more tip. People like to consider themselves, in their heart, better than they are. Stop painting yourself in brighter colors.
Do you agree that it is children who suffer most of all?
In fact, children suffer even more than we can imagine. Each year, about 1 million children, almost 2% of all children in the United States, are involved in a divorce. But the number of those affected by it is as many as 2/3. Can you fancy that? 2/3 of all children see their parents divorcing before they come of age 18. A child's chances of seeing his or her parents divorce are 90% higher today than they were a generation ago.
Do you think that having children is a good reason for staying together?
I don't think so. Quite the opposite. Children are a good reason to split up if the emotional atmosphere at home is very tense and there is nothing people can do about it. Having rows and arguments every day doesn't make them happier.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bradley, for talking to us.